Skull and Everett present This Week in Horror.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Ifrit.
And I'm Sickle, and we are Sickle and Ifrit. We are the Unhallowed Reviewers. I'm going to let Ifrit take over the beginning of the show. Go for it.
Like the beginning of, like I have to say we're the Unhallowed Reviewers?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I guess if I didn't say that, I don't even remember. I'm drunk on sulfur shots.
Oh, cool. Where'd you get those and not offer me any?
Oh, I offered them to you and then drank them in front of you.
Oh, that's brutal. All right, yeah. So we're going to start off today talking about Hellboy. So Hellboy was released today or yesterday, depending on when this gets posted. And one of the things I saw about Hellboy, other than some people hating it, some people liking it, other people like you have seen it, but we're not going to talk about it right now.
I did, yeah.
We're going to talk about it next week.
We can talk about it next week. I don't want to ruin too much of it for you,
yeah,
since you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But I can give my general feelings on it right now.
No. Yeah, you should do it. I was going to be like, no, because then I'll be biased, but you should do it for the viewers, man, for the band.
Just a little bit. I in general, I was very entertained. Like, basically, this month is set up to have an awesome movie every weekend. And, like, the first week was Pet Sematary, second week was Hellboy, third week is La Llorona, and then fourth week is Avengers.
I just want to say that you pronounced that very well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well.
Because I just keep calling it La Llorona, and you're like, La 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 La. And I'm like, oh, man. When did Sickle get so fancy?
Oh, I'm fancy pants. And, like, it started off, like, on a very, like, low note, because I thought the Pet Sematary remake was not good at all. And so Hellboy had a low bar to meet, and it exceeded that bar because it was entertaining. But I do think it had a lot of flaws. But I will say, personal opinion, and this may be end up being controversial to a lot of people because I know everybody loves Ron Perlman, and I do too, but I thought David Harbour did just as good a job, if not better, as Hellboy.
Yeah, honestly,
I thought he was great.
I thought he was going to be a better Hellboy, but that's just because Perlman's Hellboy is like, I don't know, you don't really compare it to anything else. It's just Ron Perlman.
It was really Ron Perlman in a red suit. Like, he wasn't really, like, you know, but I think that's just how he is.
Yeah.
But I do think that he did a great job. I think for the most part it was good. But yeah, I mean, I've got a fairly controversial opinion on it.
All right. Well, let's stop it there before we get too deep, because I definitely want to talk about it after I've seen it next weekend.
Definitely. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
But one thing I did want to talk about was that apparently there's 4DX theaters showing it that are going to spray your face with water to simulate the blood spray. And
well, there's plenty of that going around in the movie.
I thought that was kind of weird.
It is, and unnecessary. Like, they're really driving home that, like, they're like, this is super violent and gory, and, like, I feel like they're trying too hard.
I wonder why.
Is it my fault?
No, not your fault.
I wanted them to so bad?
But you're part of the problem. It's okay. You're loud.
Well, I actually, it really wasn't, like, when I was, well, as I was watching, I was like, this isn't what I meant, you know? Like, I really.
Wait, this isn't what I wanted.
It doesn't have to be, like, cartoony amounts. Like, just tone it down a little bit, and, like, I was looking more to, like, the dark, gritty part, not the ultra-violent part.
The red reel that they showed, it looks pretty violent, but
it's very, very violent. Like, I was surprised exactly how far it went. I'm like, man, they really weren't kidding. Like, this just keeps going and going, but
yeah, well, that was kind of interesting, but I thought it was unnecessary, just like you did, so.
Yeah.
But there's another movie I want to see in theaters. It was a Fantastic Fest movie, and apparently it's playing at the Alamo, an Alamo near you, for the next week or two. It's called The Wind, and it's actually a Western horror film about a lady who is kind of isolated out in her house in the West, in the Wild West, you know. And she has pretty creepy. And I can't tell if it's going to be like a werewolf thing, or if it's going to be like a Wendigo or a Wind Demon or something else, but I'm down.
Or just a lady going crazy.
No, man, if it's that, I'm gonna hate it.
There was a synopsis I read for that movie that made me feel like that might be where it's headed.
Well, I mean, they
And
definitely, like, in the preview, set it up to be like, yeah, she could be crazy, but, like, she finds all this stuff, and you're like, okay. I mean, and the people are acting weird enough that they might be able to carry it, even if it is just her being crazy, because there's people in it that are neighbors, and they look like, and they act really weird, and so maybe that'll be enough if they village it up.
village it up.
Yeah, because the village sucked.
But it has Adrian Brody in it.
Yeah, and so does The Jacket, but nobody watches that movie.
Oh, that is so true. Boy,
That
that is an
movie,
overrated indie film.
right? And that was like one that came out when I was a little demon working in theaters, and I didn't see it, and I wanted to, and then I just never did. Like, I don't know what happened. I think I stepped in on it for a little bit, and I was just like, what the hell is this? I'm
Yeah,
good.
it's slow and convoluted and then more slow.
I hope The Wind isn't like that. To me, The Wind could be like a good movie. It could probably win one that I didn't even know was going to happen this year that I might really like. Because I'm a huge fan of Wild West stuff. So you don't really have to. And the Wild West stuff always has the ability to be just more supernatural just in the nature of what it is. Like, I don't know why.
New frontier, mysterious, like it's places that people haven't been before.
The desert, the
So
plains, and the
like they're
mountains,
experiencing new things
yeah, are always kind of
and
mysterious to me because of the way that, like, culture is around there. I don't know. It's just interesting.
quick, best Western style horror film.
Wild, Wild West. No, wait, sorry. I would
Horror.
say probably Bone Tomahawk was a really good one that I saw recently. But, like,
Bone Tomahawk is legit. Also, The Burrowers, if you haven't seen that.
I haven't, and I keep meaning to watch it, actually.
It's awesome.
Which there's like a, but not only that. I mean, look at like even movies like Tombstone, and The Hateful Eight, and even Django. Like that stuff is not supernatural, but it's still like, I don't know, really good and really psychological.
Don't get me started on Django, 'cause
Django.
I could watch the first 45 minutes of that movie every day
I
for the
actually
rest of my life,
really
and
like the
then
gunfights in that movie because they're like hyper realistic, like in terms of like Overlord. Like when you're watching Overlord, you're like, wow, I am legit uncomfortable when they're falling out of the airplane. And like when you're watching the gunfights in Django, you're like, wow, I never want to get in a gunfight if it's even half of what this is.
I could just hear Christoph Waltz talk all day.
Isn't that like what you have, like Christoph Waltz ASMR when you go to sleep?
Ooh, I would love that.
Anyway, okay, so I don't know how to transition from Christoph Waltz, but I
Let's
wanted
waltz
to,
on over to another topic.
let's talk about two things that are happening on and in and around Netflix because Netflix is our boy Blue, and they keep nailing it. I'm not gonna lie, like they just keep doing stuff and it's good,
Well,
and
you were able to finish it, and I didn't hear. I actually read a pretty poor review
I
for
mean,
this movie, but please tell me because I'm going to finish it
okay. Do you want me to
very
spoil it or
soon.
not?
Yeah, I don't care.
I mean, so we're talking about The Silence, and we're going to talk about Chambers after that, but.
No, we should have just left them out of it and just not told
Well,
them what movie it
that would be
was.
hard, but anyway.
Yeah.
sorry. The Silence was not what I thought it was going to be, and it was better than what I thought it was going to be. Because what The Silence has that other movies of its ilk don't have is a really good monster. And it's not even that good. It's just like something there that's not about the psychology of humans when they're in an apocalypse. I mean, we get it. We've seen Walking Dead. We've all dealt with that stuff. It's like a huge part of apocalyptic horror, right? Is, oh no, humans do it. And they do that in The Silence. It's not, I mean, you see it right off the bat, you know, before you get to a certain point. And we'll talk about spoilers in here. So this is your spoiler warning for The Silence. If you haven't seen it, go watch it, pause, and come back, and then see if you agree with us. Spoilers! Okay. So, I mean, the guy that tries to take the car at the beginning, you know, the way that people are differently handling the release of the sweet pterodactyl bat creatures. And then later on, you see the psychology of like how they act after the car crash, what they do to get away from things, and then they end up meeting some people at some point that are like fucking nuts, and it's really crazy. I don't know, and it ends kind of on a happy note, which is weird, but it's kind of like a survival happy note, so it's not so bad, because it's just like, Bird Box or Quiet Place, where like not everybody dies, so you kind of have a happy ending. It's not like a slasher movie, right? But I know it was easy to watch. It was interesting. I thought Stanley Tucci did a good job, and I liked all the characters in it. It was very. They moved through it at a pace I felt was very appropriate. Like I didn't get too bored when they were doing one thing because they're like, we could spend the whole time in this car that they're trapped in, but that would be lame, so we're not going to do that, right? Or they
Yeah.
could spend the whole time just staying in this house, but they don't do that, or something like that. It never really sticks, and I definitely think they're leaving it open for like some type of sequel or something. So what were your thoughts on the first half?
I was feeling pretty good about it. I probably shouldn't read reviews for movies right before I've seen them, because it does make it to where you feel a little biased towards them, but I kept expecting it to be worse than it was, but I feel like the worst things about it, I already felt that way about them. Like, it was already a critique, and I was like, well, I'm gonna move on from that critique. And that was just that it wasn't a terribly original concept, because it felt like, in some ways, it felt a lot like a mix between A Quiet Place and Bird Box.
But the thing about it is, oh, you know, sorry. That you're right. Sorry, I'll let you finish.
Oh no, yeah, I was just saying, like, I mean, like, to even go as far as, like, having a deaf girl dealing with the circumstances, like, oh, come on. Like, even if, I know that I'm pretty sure The Silence is based off a book, and I feel like, even if it's based off a book, like, just take the deaf part away, just because it just happened. Like, just take it away.
I think like the only reason that they had that I could tell, maybe there's something I missed, but was like to have the family be already fluent in sign language, right? Like that was the seemingly main reason that they had a deaf person in it. And I don't know if
Makes
I'm not trying
sense.
to be like disparaging to the hearing impaired, but like that was seemed like a main plot point was like they were doing that a lot. They literally were using that from the beginning to speak to each other, and yeah, it's like, but it didn't. I don't know if it needed to be in there because they also were talking to each other. They were just whispering, so it's like.
Yeah.
But I mean, I thought what it had that the other two movies of its ilk didn't have were creatures. Like, it's a creature. It's kind of a creature-y feature, because it's like got terrifying pterodactyl super birds in it that murder you.
I thought the aliens were pretty good in A Quiet Place.
I actually keep forgetting that you see the aliens in Quiet Place because for so long you don't. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just don't like A Quiet Place, and I'm just like not remembering things from it.
You really don't for some
I don't
reason,
know
and
why.
that's fine.
I actually
I don't know either. It's a
think that
really
it's
well
like
done movie.
I really didn't hate it, but like the more I compare it to things, the less I'm like, this is my favorite.
And that's okay, because we're
Yeah, but
all.
you're right. I shouldn't give this kid so hard, be so hard on it, because I didn't. I think I did enjoy it, but I think what happened that I didn't like was some of like the general stupidity in the movie. Like I don't know, there's things I probably can't say on a podcast that a demon could say in real life, but just like don't have a kid in an apocalypse and don't be afraid if your kid dies, because it's gonna happen. Everyone's gonna die.
Well,
It's an apocalypse,
man,
man. Like
they ran out of condoms, man. Like, you gotta do something, and then, like, mistakes happen.
Planned Parenthood isn't around in the apocalypse,
It's not around
if
anymore.
it.
Can't really, yeah. Can't really. There's, that was their solution. Dig a hole, cover it with a mattress.
I mean, okay, I'll give it its due. I probably I didn't I did have it as like a runner-up last year, I think, or maybe I had it as one of my worst. I don't remember. Anyway, The Silence was really good. I thought it was entertaining. It wasn't slow. And that's the most I can ask for most movies these days.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I mean, it really anything, any movie where, if as long as you're not flawed in your pacing, I mean, you can at least be entertaining. Even if you're not a good movie, you can be entertaining as long as your pacing is good.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people's criticisms of The Silence, or at least ones I could see being a criticism, were like, it just takes like everything it does through every other movie, like, or film, or TV, right? It doesn't do anything but mash a bunch of the apocalypse stuff together and have a cool creature. You're not even really sure if it is an apocalypse, or if it's just like the beginning of The Hunger Games, or something. Anyway, that'll make more sense when you finish the movie. But is there anything else you want to say about The Silence at the moment?
No, I'll just be silent about it.
Another thing we could probably be silent about is the Russo brothers doing another remake of The Poltergeist.
Ooh, so that's your perspective.
I don't. Why do we. The first Poltergeist was like iconic. The next one
Yes.
sucked. Like the first
Yes.
remake sucked, or was just kind of dumb and not necessary. And now we're doing it again. Like, it's like the Ghostbusters thing, but I care about it so much less.
But it's the the only reason I'm somewhat excited about it is twofold. The Russo brothers have
Well, did I
everything
say
they've
it wrong?
touched. What? Russo. Did you say Russo?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's Russo, 'cause it's Rene Russo. I don't know why I keep saying Russo.
If
It's
you
Russo.
just gotta follow that still unbeating heart of yours.
Well, I got that La Llorona down, but I can't say Russo.
You do have
But
that down.
they.
It's really pissing me off that you can say it so well.
it, they everything they've touched since Winter Soldier has been gold.
Oh,
And.
don't get me started on the Winter Soldier thing.
You don't like Winter Soldier?
I don't like it as much as everyone else does.
Ooh, I think it's pretty dang good.
I
I
know.
think it's really good until its final act. Like, the final act, I could go with
I
that,
liked the
but.
final act because it was over after it was final act. Just kidding.
Oh,
I'm
I
just
get
kidding.
it.
I'm just kidding.
Burn.
Actually, I didn't. I the more I think about it, the more I like it. But I just didn't really enjoy it as much as people upon the first and second viewing. Like, but I like the things about Winter Soldier that aren't the things other people like. I like that it's a cool Captain America action movie. And everyone else is like, it builds so much of the story and it's so compelling. And I'm like, yeah, because he jumps off of a helicopter. And I'm just like,
No, it's it really when it comes down to it is the fight choreography was my favorite part of that
there
movie.
we go. We can both agree on that then.
Yeah, it was legit. But anyways, I feel like they've done a really good job in that universe. They've created some of the best films there. But like I went through their filmography and it's kind of surprising. Like, as we've seen with a lot of great directors over the years, they start out their first like within their first three films they do a horror movie.
What's their first
And
horror movie?
what? They haven't done one.
Oh.
They haven't done one at all. In fact, like, what was it? Marley and Me, I think, was one of their first big movies. And then they eventually got the break with Winter Soldier, and then the rest is history. But I think it was there. That's intriguing to me to see these brothers, this duo of directors, going
Directors.
from. Directors going from being high-end directing to horror as opposed to the other way around,
Yeah,
that's
that's nice. That's
interesting to me.
a good point.
I think that they have a clear they it's clear that they have a good eye for directing. They do good work even if you're not 100% on board with all their movies. But it'll yeah, I think that that's interesting, and I do like the idea that they are giving, supposedly, they are given free rein. And so they don't have to follow the Poltergeist formula. All they have to do is be like, here's the bare bones of like what Poltergeist is. Now go.
I feel so. You feel
So
like
we're
you
not
know a
getting one of
lot
these
more about
doing
it than I
shot for
do.
shot.
I just saw that they were. I didn't even actually know the Russo brothers were doing the remake. I just saw that there was a remake, and I was like,
And that's the worst part of that news is just the mere concept that they're doing another one. And I'm totally on board with you on that. But all the other details it's like,
yeah.
okay,
You got
maybe.
me more excited about it telling me those three things. A, the Russo brothers, the freedom, and the fact that they are like going in reverse order, which is like a Yeah, I don't even know who to compare that to, because, like, I was like, maybe James Wan.
No, yeah, nobody does
opposite,
that.
The complete opposite of James Wan, where he's made big budget horror and now he's going to, like, Aquaman, which is like a big budget action movie. It's like,
yeah.
What the fuck is happening here?
Yeah, it's the it's. I'm sure there are other instances in which this has happened, but like sometimes big directors have gone back to horror, like Ridley Scott has gone back, mm-hmm. but he started there, and so this is the first time I've seen a director go this far without doing a horror movie and then go back to it. It's interesting.
It's a good point. I'm more interested now. I'm more interested, but I don't know if I'll see it in theaters. I don't know. It depends. We'll see what the trailer says.
Yeah.
All right. That was a bad segue because now I want to go back to Netflix.
Uh-oh.
Because I want to talk about Chambers and how cool it looks. I think the trailer for Chambers made me really excited to see the show. And it's a show on Netflix about a girl who gets a heart transplant. And then she meets the family of the person who died to give her heart transplant. And they're... like, at first cool, then weird, and then crazy stuff starts happening. And it looks very, like, horror Lovecraftian to me. I don't know why.
So let's speculate a little bit. Do you think it's, like, because there's a part of me that, while I was watching, was like, maybe this family didn't become crazy. What if this was, like, some kind of planned, like, possession thing?
How do you mean?
Like, their daughter is, like, that they knew she was going to die or something
kinda,
from something
kinda
else.
Kind of hereditary type thing?
Possibly, but, like, I don't know, like, she had some kind of brain disease or something, and they knew she was going to die, so they, like, get her heart in somebody else, and then they'll, like, do some kind of, like, possession ritual to like, get her soul to replace the girl. I don't know. Something, because it seems like there's a part of me that makes it almost seem like they've got some kind of ritualistic culty thing going on.
Yeah, no, that's 100% what I meant by Lovecraftian, is like, it looked like weird and culty.
Yeah, and the only way I can see that being a thing, other than them just, like, they're just people that happen to be in a cult, but like, other than that, I feel like there had to be a purpose behind it, and that's one of the ideas that I thought of in my head of what it could be doing,
which would be
pretty interesting.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's crazy cool. Like, sorry, I had to sneeze, and then because of the previous bloody nose thing, blood shot everywhere. So,
this is
truly a horror podcast today.
Mm.
Okay. Gonna take a shower later. But yeah, I mean, it's got a good cast, it looks like. It's got interesting stuff that I'm interested in. It's a series, so, like, you know, I'm hoping for, like, Haunting at Hill House kind of stuff. I don't actually know who directed it, though, which is kind of interesting. Like, I want to see if they've done anything like that before, you know? Like, the director of Chambers.
Yeah, do you know the name?
No, I'm looking, and that's why I need you to keep talking. So I don't.
Oh,
I'm
gonna keep talking and sound like I know.
I'm talking.
That, like, you can't even tell that I'm stalling. You can't even tell that I am stalling right now.
I can tell.
Well, if it's clicking.
Why,
oh,
why
really?
Can't I find the director of this movie anywhere on the IMDb page?
Show. Maybe there's multiple directors. They do that sometimes.
That's a good point.
I don't know. But, yeah, creepy Uma Thurman. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. But I think she could pull it off.
She's kind of creepy in all the stuff she does.
Not on purpose all the time, I don't think, but yeah, I agree.
You don't know that. Alphonse Gomez Rejon.
Oh, of course.
Oh, he's done.
Yes.
He's done.
He directed some Fungo Gomez.
Okay, no, he did American Horror Story. He did some American Horror Story stuff.
Lame.
He did this show called Chambers.
Yes.
That's about it. It looks like he's a film director. Okay. Anyway, so we'll see how it goes. It could be fun.
Well, the directing of American Horror Story was never the problem for me. It's the writing is too jangled. I can't take it.
They what they did that other series haven't done is, like, go on about 25 episodes too long.
Yes.
But anyway, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about one other thing. I mean, we can probably fit some more stuff in here, but I really have wanted to start talking about Twilight Zone because I've been watching them weekly, and I'm going to probably start talking about them every week on the podcast. So now it's the Twilight Zone hour, except for it's only going to be like 4 minutes, so... Have you watched the first two episodes yet? Did you watch...
Oh, that's X-Files.
I mean, you knew that.
I did.
You did this on purpose. So have you watched that first episode that's on YouTube yet?
Still haven't watched it yet.
You should watch it. It's pretty cool. So in the first episode...
I love Kumail Nanjiani. Yeah. I need to watch it.
The casting is great in this show, but... So I'm going to go through all four real quick, because I don't think we've talked about them. Did we talk about them last time? No, I'm not going to. It doesn't matter. Spoilers, a little bit, maybe, because Sigil is taking for too long. So... The comedian's the first one, and it's about a guy who finds out that whoever he jokes about gets basically, like, sent to away to somewhere he doesn't know. And so, but, like, he like, wrecks the house when he jokes about him. So he just picks people and jokes about them. They disappear, and everybody loves his act, right? And so it's about him trying to figure out how to use it and what to do with it, and it's a really crazy experience, because at one point he accidentally makes fun of his nephew, and he, like, disappears his nephew. And the thing is that nobody remembers them besides him. So that's kind of a cool premise. It's like... And, whoa. Yeah. But the second one is about a guy who finds... And it's Adam Scott, who finds a podcast on a plane, like, in the back of a seat. It's like a little media player with a podcast about the flight he's on and how it's a mysterious flight and disappeared somewhere, blah, blah, blah. And, it, like, he ends up, like, doing all this crazy shit reacting to the podcast and... then everything transpires and it's really cool. I don't want to say more than that because it's a really cool episode, but that's a really cool one to watch, and it's like kind of making fun of the older episodes that are like the Terror at 2500 feet. It's called the Terror at 3500 feet, so if you get the whole old Twilight Zone thing, it's really funny. The third episode is called Replay, and I think that's the one that I've seen so far that's been the most like topical as far as, oh sorry, the most slap you in the face topical. Because it's about a mom and a son who are going to, her dropping her son off at college, and this cop keeps harassing him, and she figures out that she can rewind her camcorder, and it, like, turns time back to the beginning of the day, so she keeps trying to get out of this cop harassing them over and over again, and eventually, like, they have to deal with it, and so it's kind of an interesting story, but it's, like, kind of like a Black Lives Matter kind of commentary thing, so if you, like, are, you know, triggered by all that, you might want to hold off on the episode or just maybe, like, not take it too seriously. But it's a really good one still. It's just the one that's been the most charged that I've seen so far.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. And then
I like that idea.
The next one is one I'm super excited about. It's called the Wanderer or the Traveler. And it's just previewed right now, so it's not out. But it's got the guy who plays Glenn in Walking Dead. And he's this dude that a bunch of people find in a police station in a cell on Christmas night, and then crazy stuff starts happening, and I just really want to see it. I don't know, they're all pretty good so far. So.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah, I know I need to go check it out, but what's the other way that you have to watch it?
So the first episode's on YouTube, but the rest of the series is on CBS All Access, so you have to pay like $9 a month or something like that. But don't worry, I got you covered, boo.
Oh. Yeah, I need to watch those. We got the only other thing that I wanted to mention was the trailer I saw for Akura. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it, but it's some kind of like demon creature from, I believe, South African lore.
Cool.
I think it was what the trailer said. I haven't watched the trailer in over a week and a half, I think, was when I saw it, but the trailer. Like, it could end up being, like, super boring and super generic in its approach to scares and everything, but the creature looks awesome. Like, it looks like it uses a pretty good mix of, like, practical effects and CGI, but I love the creature design. Like, they show it to you in a few glimpses in the trailer, and I'm like, oh, I'd love to see more of that. Like, it looks pretty stinking cool. So, yeah, I'm hoping that it's not too heavy on the supernatural side to the point where, like, they don't show it
very
much, because that tends to happen a lot in supernatural films where you're not getting really a good, decent glimpse either at all or till the very end, which, you know, it's fine, but I just would like to see more of it. It looks like it could be a pretty good time, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. I don't know how long it's gonna take to get over here,
Is it like a
but
theater thing, you think, or will it be like a streaming thing?
I highly doubt it. I think if it got over here, it would have to be like a streaming thing. Maybe it's it we could get like a US premiere, maybe a Telluride. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cause I think other than that, we'd probably just see it on streaming somewhere.
Yeah, and by the way, I want to shout out that real quick. So we go to Telluride every year, so feel like it's our privilege and our responsibility to make sure everybody that's listening to this podcast knows that Telluride Horror Festival is happening October this year. It's happening from the
Yeah.
11th to the 14th in October, I believe. Let me look. I have it on my calendar.
So I think it was like the 13th through the 17th.
Oh, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th are the weekend this year. So,
Oh, whoops, I was
if you
off.
don't know what it is, it's an awesome film festival that happens in Telluride, Colorado. It's 3 straight days of just horror films and shorts and activities. It's crazy fun. If you go as just a patron, the passes are on sale. I don't remember the price, but I think it's like $150 for the weekend. And the lodging is up, and you get discount lodging when you, tell them you're going to the show. It's great. If you've never been before, you should definitely go. It's one of the best things that we get to do every year. Shout
Oh,
out to
yeah.
Travis Volz and Ted. I can't remember Ted's last name right now. Sorry, Ted. But they let us come every year and cover the event, and it's super cool. And we're going to try to report a podcast up there this year, so
Oh,
be ready
yeah,
for
that'd
that.
be fun. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Go check out Telluride Horror Show, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Bye.